The lift van banked. Vadim Sami, the district ranger piloting, pointed through the broad canopy. The boundary of the Vashnoi exclusion zone is in sight, Lady Vorkosigan. Just there. That's the opening line from The Flowers of Vashnoi by Lois McMaster Bujold. I'm Jason Snell.
And I'm Dan Morin.
And this is Recently Read. Dan, two of us are recently read this book. So Lois McMaster Bujold has been writing Vorkosigan stuff forever. It's one of your, if not your favorite science fiction book series.
Indeed.
It is one of mine too. You turn me onto it. It's great. I love it. And although she is not, she's written a couple of Vorkosigan books in the last, decade, but, there was this delightful moment when all of a sudden a new novella set in this world was released as sort of a surprise. And it's The Flowers of Vashnoi.
Yeah, it's kind of awesome. She's been writing novellas more recently for her other series, the World of the Five Gods, and she's written like half a dozen in that world. And I think she realized, I could do one of these for the Vorkosigan saga as well. And the loveliness of electronic publishing means it just appeared with pretty much no preamble, which was really cool because I would love for that to keep happening. Yeah, but I mean, she's written some short stories over the years, and this reminded me a great deal of one of her very early ones in the Vorkosigan saga, The Mountains of Mourning.
Oh, yeah.
Because it deals with a very, very similar idea, right? That this is the area of this world that has not necessarily been uplifted by all the great technology that's available.
Yeah, I like, this is a Catherine story, which is fun because there are so many different characters. There's Miles, who's the main character, but Miles' mom is also like, she does a lot of she's the main character of the first two books, sort of, in the chronologically, and then
the most recent one,
right? And so this is Miles's wife, and so that's kind of fun, and Miles is in it, but it's really about his wife and what she's doing. And yeah, the lore of the fact that the Vorkosigan family, this royal, basically noble family on Bariar, is interesting in part because their home city was destroyed in a nuclear war. And Miles basically inherited all the land. They own this nuked out city area. And this story, it's great. It's like she just decided, what's going on in the nuclear wasteland? Let's go find out. And so that's what the story is they're investigating the nuclear wasteland to see. They're like doing they've got a plan that's actually following on from a previous novel where there's this bioengineering, and the idea is maybe they can clean up the radioactivity faster and make it livable in a shorter span of time, which originally is what I thought this book was going to, or this novella was going to be about. And it's not quite that, but that's right. Part of it. But it also is like, so then you end up like in Mountains of Mourning, where it's sort of like rustic and there are people far away, like you said, who kind of haven't been touched by the new high-tech society that's rushed into this planet. Here, it's people who are living on the margins, basically ignoring the warnings. It's a little bit like people who are living too close to Chernobyl.
Chernobyl,
right?
Yeah, it's exactly. And I thought to myself that I imagine this is some of where she got this idea of people popping back into, the surrounding areas of Chernobyl and seeing the fact that, oh, it turns out that things have lived here, right? That there is a thriving ecology of some sort, even if it's not quite what we would expect it to
be.
And I think, although I haven't read or seen it, it kind of reminds me of what I have seen of the movie Annihilation as well, which I think has sort of a wackier version of that premise. But it tings some sympathetic bells there.
So I'm not sure if anybody should read The Flowers of Vashnoi who has not read. I mean, I think you can, but I think you get a whole lot more out, especially those of us who are fans of the series and are like, every little scrap I can possibly get. Like, another 100, I wanted it to be longer, but like another 100 pages of Vorkosigan stuff is great. Like, I was so happy to get it. I really enjoyed it. There are other places you could start. I always recommend that people read Cordelia's Honor, which is the two book omnibus of the first two books chronologically in the series, because mm-hmm. I really love those books and I think they work great together. That's what Shards of Honor and Barry are.
Yep. Yep.
But the other way to go is to start with Miles, right?
Yeah. I there was a time when I was younger and I used to recommend people start with The Warrior's Apprentice because I felt like parts of it are more accessible. It has a little more, it's a little more polished because the world has been better established by that point, in some ways. Hmm. And, it's engaging in the hijinks that happen, right? Like I think Cordelia's Honor is excellent, and Barriar, which I believe won the Hugo
yeah.
and the Nebula. Barriar was certainly one of her, like that one I feel like is one of her magnum opuses, but The Warrior's Apprentice for me, I feel like it has a way of just sweeping you up because it's quite the page turning story and you don't need to have known to know everything else. But I agree with you that you can always start with Cordelia's Honor, and that's a great place to start. You will be invested. You'll be hooked. You'll be buying 20 more books.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But if you want to read just The Flowers of Vashnoi, you can. And if you haven't read all of the books in the series, you could read this too, because it is a story that kind of stands alone. Suffice it to say that Miles has a wife, and she is trying to adapt to Barriar nobility, and while also like trying to do stuff. And there are some wacky scientist characters. So I guess you need to have read, ideally you've read, what's the book that has the wacky butterbug?
That is a Civil Campaign.
Civil Campaign, right. So it's really kind of a follow-on to that one. But
yes, yes.
But in the end, I was just happy to have this.
It's nice. It's nice to see a book by your favorite author in your favorite series that just appears and you didn't expect it. That's a delightful happenstance and something that we get too little of these days.
Even if it's a little bit short, that's okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. All right. Well, that has been Recently Read.